Okay. So the I didn't see any signs, but I think the theme of this evening's talk is the principle. Excuse me, the principle and the implications of the idea of the immutability of the Torah and the immutability of the halacha as a system. So let me just begin by talking about the recent celebration of the holiday of Purim. So in the holiday of Purim, both in the Megillah itself and in the Gemara, the Bavli, Masechet Megillah, and the Yerushalmi, there is a deep concern with the problem of the Baal Tosif, of how it is possible that the Chachamim could have sanctioned a mitzvah, you know, even one which isn't necessarily Daraisa, Takonis HaNadiyim, or Divrei Kabbalah, of Kriyas HaMegillah, and a day or several days that is dedicated to celebrating and commemorating, you know, events that took place well after the ending of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, certainly after Maimon Har Sinai. After all, we do have a principle of Baal Tosif, and the principle of Baal Tosif underscores that there is a certain hierarchy and there's a certain integrity to the halakhic system. And being mosif is often the equivalent of being goreya, kolam mosif goreya. If you look at the psukim in Parshas Veschanan and Re'eh, one b'lashon yachid, one b'lashon rabim, that speak about tosefes and giraon, it's clear if you read the trap that we're not talking about two opposite or even different isurim, but Kol HaMosif is Goreya, that Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra are two sides of the same coin. And therefore, the very validity of creating a holiday like Purim and a mitzvah like Kriyas HaMegillah is something that concerned Chazal very deeply. And for that reason, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi looked for Ramazim in the text of the Megillah in order to explain how it's conceivable that Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah represent a valid, a legitimate expression of Avodas Hashem. Indeed, the Maharal, in his discussion of the holiday of Purim, zeroes in on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that everybody is very familiar with, Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar, words in the end of the Megillah, the idea that there was a second Kabbalah Satorah, or a completion of the Kabbalah Satorah during the time of Purim. The Mordechai famously has a girsa in Masechet Pesachim and Daf Samech Esmedes, when the Gemara speaks about the character of Yomim Tovim or Yimei Kodesh in general, and the machlokas between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Chati Lachem, Chati Lachem, days where there has to be an expression of Lachem, days where there has to be some expression of Lachem. So when it comes to both Purim and Shavuos, the Gemara says there needs to be an expression of Lachem. Everybody has to agree to that. And the girsa of the Mordechai, when it comes to Purim, is to equate it with Shavuos, Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, just like we say about Shavuos. So the Maharal explains that obviously, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar, is a very remarkable idea. The idea that there was something, you know, that required an additional or a completion of Kabbalah Satorah. And specifically, why did this take place during Purim? And why, in the context of the Megillah, you know, the Kisvuni Ladoros and the struggle for the acceptance of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and the holiday of Purim, is that related in any way to Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar? And he suggests that the need to integrate even Takonas HaNaviim into what otherwise is a self-sufficient, perfect, broader system of halakha, Torah Hashem Tamima, required that they revisit and establish the expansion that always was meant to be, but maybe hitherto, you know, had you know, been insufficiently appreciated. Hence, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar is part of the strategy of establishing the legitimacy of a new mitzvah, a new chag, notwithstanding the self-sufficiency and the absolutely enduring quality of Torah and of halakha. Rav Kook, Zatzal, similarly, addressing the question that bothered the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and many of the Rishonim, and, you know, is the basis for very fascinating, you know, initial discussion of the Ramban in the beginning of Masechet Megillah and the Ran's, you know, response to it, namely, how could the holiday of Purim be formulated, you know, by underscoring, you know, disparate celebrations or at least days of this holiday, especially Krachim and Ayaros? After all, it seems to run in the face of the principle of los iskodidu, los asu agudos agudos. It seems to be inconsistent with the general principle of mishpat echad yielachem. So there are many answers that are given to this question. All of them are really very interesting and very insightful. But Rav Kook suggested that, again, this concern with Baal Tosif, with the idea that somehow, even though this is, you know, not projected to be a didoraisa, but takanas adabim, that nonetheless, this, you know, might imply some sort of an impingement, some sort of a challenge, you know, to Torah Sashem Tamima, to the principle of Baal Tosif, Kolomosif Goreya, to the idea that change is not possible in the world of halakha, suggests that the Chachamim deliberately took a pattern which was different in order to identify that Purim wasn't, you know, a tosefes to the Torah, but that it was understood to be a necessary addition on the level, you know, of a takan. The principle of the immutability of the Torah, the fact that Torah is halakha, never abrogated, that it is enduring, that it is non-substitutable, that it is inherently self-sufficiency, that Torah Sashem is tamima, that lo bashamayim hi, that even some divine intervention is considered to be inconceivable in matters of halakha and Torah, that ein navi rashai lechadesh davar me'ata, that even a qualified navi, right, is ignored. Worse, we'll see in a moment, according to the Rambam, is considered to be some sort of a charlatan the second that he claims that through the prerogative of his nevuah, of his prophecy, that he has halachic insight, the capacity, in other words, for an additional post-Matan Torah revelation. This principle is a primary axiom that underpins other halachic institutions and that is reflected ubiquitously throughout the Torah, Chazal, halachic literature, and especially as formulated, we only have a few minutes tonight, by the halacha's master codifier and preeminent methodological and philosophical and hashkafic authority, of course, the Rambam. According to Chazal, the Torah begins with references to its own axiological and irreplaceable supremacy, implying inherent divinity, that it's Dvar Hashem, and irreplaceability. The first word, Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, establishing that the telos, that the purpose of the world, was to implement and to attach ourselves to the Torah. Yistakul b'raisa b'ra alma, something that is a well-known principle, not only in the world of Kabbalah, but earlier in the world of Chazal. The idea of the halacha as the blueprint, as well as the goal of creation. Torah's prehistorical status, kodem b'riyasa olam, implies a broader ahistorical character. And that, of course, is further reinforced by the famous principle of Shmuel, which the Rambam paskins in the end of Hilchos Melachim, we'll get to that in just a minute, about the eschatological vision of Achris Hayamim, of Yemos HaMashiach, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemos HaMashiach, El Hashibud Malchios Bilvad. that the period of Mashiach represents a change in the political climate of the world and an opportunity to focus on things that are most important, namely Avodas Hashem, including reflecting on Torah, Talmud Torah, and the performance of mitzvot. And this, of course, as I noted, is codified by the Rambam in the very last chapter of Hilchos Malachim, which significantly is the coda of all of Yad HaChazaka or Mishnah Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Dalet, Hey. We'll look at some of the language in just a minute very briefly. And it's reiterated by the Rambam, this principle that Yimos HaMashiach, instead of being a departure from this world physically or halakhically, constitutes like the ideal, not just continuity, but the best and most conducive framework in which to immerse oneself in the principles and the details of Torah and in the observance of the halakha. The Rambam makes reference to this in the context of articulating the tenets of faith in the Hakdama to Chelek, when he talks about, you know, the Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, Kiyum Kol Toras Moshe, the opportunity of fulfilling every aspect of Toras Moshe, B'li Rifayon U'B'li Tirda. According to Chazal, the first full day of man's creation, in some respects, another alternative to the beginning of the world, as the Gemara discusses in Shabbos, the Gemara discusses about a person, you know, who is lost in the Midbar, and he has to figure out a way, at least to try to keep Shabbos, does he begin counting from that first day? What is the real first day of creation? The first day of man's creation, at least, is Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. And Chazal say that the HaShishi is a reference to the sixth day of Sivan, the day of Matan Torah, as if to say the world's creation, and certainly man's purpose, is to attach himself to the content of Dvar Hashem that was revealed at Matan Torah on Har Sinai, absent which would reduce the world to chaos, tohu vavohu. In other words, would make the world unimportant. It would make it insignificant, not worth, you know, having any kind of long-term existence. In other words, reflecting the indispensable status of the Torah itself. The Rambam, as noted, particularly accentuates this principle of immutability, of the nitzchius of mitzvos and of the Torah and of the halacha generally, and the irreplaceable status of the Torah. And it's fascinating that he intertwines it with other principles like Lo Bashamayim and Ein Navi V'Shari L'Chadesh. Again, we're all, you know, the beneficiaries of living, you know, in a post-Rambam world. So many of our, you know, default impressions, you know, really owe a lot to the Rambam's integration of certain concepts, but it's important to give him his credit and to, you know, realize the insight, you know, which established these principles. But the Rambam not only repeats again and again this principle of immutability, but he finds ways to, you know, integrate it with other critical linchpin positions as well, projecting it as a foundational principle of Avodas Hashem. In the, you know, Hakdama to Chelek, as previously noted, where the Rambam delineates Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, mutability of Torah, for all intents and purposes, emerge as having two, not one, or really three, you know, principles in one respect. The Rambam initially focuses in Ikari Amuna, as you would expect, on issues that have to do with theology and, you know, related issues, the nature of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the capacity and the interest in communicating with human beings, including the institution of Nevuah. But when he gets to number 7, he transitions in 7 to 9 of the 13 to underpinning the integrity of Torah, meaning the purpose of life, and of Halakha. He speaks first about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, then That transitions into Torah Min HaShamayim. And in his formulation of Torah Min HaShamayim, he goes back to the important role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the clarifying that Torah Min HaShamayim is identical to Moshe Rabbeinu's presentation of the Torah. And finally, a separate Ikar that is connected to the principle of immutability, the fact that the halakha, li'olme olamim, a phrase that the Rambam uses again and again in Yad HaChazaka and in Perish Mishnayos, etc., is immutable, that the halakha, by definition, never changes. It's not augmented by some other revelation. It can't be replaced by any other authority. Its immutability is an ironclad principle, precluding any kind of divine augment either. Thus, the inimitable character of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, which in theory could stand as an independent principle, just to establish, you know, that there are different levels of nevuah, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was unique and his quality was completely different, as the Rambam expresses so many times in the Pesukim of the Torah, in the Mor Nebuchim, in Perush Mishnayos, in Sanhedrin, something that the Torah itself alludes to in Parshas Baloska, and of course the last words of the Torah itself. But for the Rambam, clearly, the inimitable character of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah itself is connected to, its importance lies, in addition to being true, in reinforcing the enduring integrity of the Torah itself. The Sfarno, as a leitmotif in his Perush al HaTorah, always notes that the psukim that are connected with Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, singular status as a Navi are connected with his role as a leader of Klal Yisrael. As if to say that maybe in his own right, he wouldn't have achieved that same level. But as the person who is the vehicle for Maimon Har Sinai, Matan Torah, and for setting the tone halachically and hashkafically for Klal Yisrael, it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be sui generis, to be singular in his nevuah. And as such, understand that when the Rambam counts not just nevuah, but nevuas Moshe, nevuah is about theology. It's about the Ribono Shel Olam's relationship with the world, his creating a capacity for communication. But nevuas Moshe, otherwise would be superfluous as an Ikar Amuna, is the linchpin of Torah Min HaShamayim, as the Rambam himself alludes to Moshe's role, and especially of the immutability of the Torah. And indeed, in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, after an initial discussion in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, and again in Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, in which he notes the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, he progresses in Perek Tes to a discussion, of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, and there he dismisses the possibility of any kind of post-Matan Torah revelations, Baskol, Anavi, prophetic contradictions or substitutions of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, as implicit in temporizing the halakhic system itself. In other words, we reject any Navi, we reject the Baskol that makes halakhic claims, because implicitly that constitutes Hakhashas Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. It's surely no coincidence that the Torah itself, of course, as the model to Mishnah Torah, not only begins with allusions to the supremacy axiologically, and therefore, by implication, the enduring quality, the immutability of the Torah, but concludes, as we noted before, on the note of underscoring Moshe Rabbeinu's singular status, not only as a leader, but especially as a Navi. The model of Torah, to Mishnah Torah, was not lost on the Rambam. Indeed, only Moshe Rabbeinu is able to integrate nevuah and halachic status. The principle of Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar Mi'ata, which is also connected to another principle, Chacham Odif Minavi, applies to every other Navi but Moshe Rabbeinu. Michas Chinuch has a very famous question where he wonders, since the halacha is that if a person refuses to heed the words of a Navi, so that triggers a death penalty, that's a capital crime. So the Michas Chinuch asks, why is it then that any transgression of the Torah, which is considered to be Torah Smosha or Nebuah Smosha, wouldn't also be punishable by death? We have Essen, we have Lavin, we have all sorts of levels. I don't know what that would do to Ase Dofalos Ase in Yibum, but either way, it's clear that the hierarchy of Onshin, right, rejects the idea that notwithstanding the fact that the halacha, that Torah is Torah's Moshe, and it's Nebuah's Moshe, that in the end of the day, that we apply this principle. And the Michas Chinuch was asking this question, how could superior Nebuah's Moshe be treated, you know, more frivolously than the Nebuah of lesser Medina? Now, the Rav once explained that notwithstanding the irony, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah is identified as Chepsa Shel Torah establishes a whole different chalos. It's just a different, you know, category. And in reality, notwithstanding, again, the discrepancy in the Onesh, this constitutes an assertion of the preeminent prominence of Moshe's Nebuah, of Chepsa Shel Torah itself. Indeed, the Rambam addresses the enduring integrity of Torah as the Torah itself did, both in the very beginning of his work, as well as in the end, as I noted. In Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in Sefer Ma'adah, and in Hilchos Malachim, the very last two chapters, and even some of the last words of the magnificent Magnus Open, massive Mishnah Torah, end on this principle, implying the ahistorical character of the halakha and thereby its enduring, its immutable character. The utopian eschatological vision of Hilchos Malachim asserts this very clearly. I'm going to start Bikorei Lemafreya, just read a couple of words both in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah and Hilchos Malachim before we come to the final point. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, in Perikin Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he asserts the comprehensiveness of the Halacha that returns HaMelech HaMashiach, Asid Lamod Elahachzer Malchus Beis David Liyoshna, B'memshala Rishono, Bone HaMikdash, Mekabetz Nidchi Yisrael, and then famously, V'chozrin Kol HaMishpatim B'yamav Kishahayu Mikodem, Makriven Karbonos, Osin Shmitim V'yovlos, K'kol Mitzvasan, Amura Batorah. The Kol Mi She'eino Ma'amin Bo, O Mi She'eino Mechaka Lebiyaso, Lo Bishar Nevi'im Belvad U Kofer, Ela Batorah Ube Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, Rambam, numerous places, makes belief in Moshe Rabbeinu to be a category connected with his view, clearly, that Nebuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe's stature isn't obviously just personal and factual, but it is a linchpin to the principle of the immutability of the Torah itself. The qualification for one who could claim to be Melech HaMashiach, says the Rambam, is not any osos or mofsim that he performs, but it is integrity that he has as a Baal Halacha, as somebody who has achieved a reputation for integrity in Torah and in mitzvos and in Avodas Hashem. Al yal al datka shamelech hamashiach tzarech lasos osos umofsim umechadish dvarim ba'olam amechayim esim ukiyotzi bedvarim, etc. Rather, ikar, I'm skipping, hadvarim kachem shatorah hazos ein chukeha umishtateha mishtanim li'olam uli'ol me'olam, phrase that he likes to use. The ein mosifin aleim v'logorim The kolamosif of goreya osher gilaponim batorah v'hotzi advarim shel mitzvos miputam hareze bevadai rasha v'yapikoros. This also alludes to the Rambam's presentation. I don't read all of it because it's too late. In Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, and Ches. Vim yamod melech li beis David, hoge batorah v'osek b'mitzvos, ki David aviv, ki v'torah shebeksav, v'torah shebalpeh, v'yachuf kol Yisrael leilech bo l'chazek, bodka, v'yilachem, v'yilcham rather, nuchemes Hashem, harezem b'cheskas, shehu Mashiach. The litmus test for Mashiach is somebody whose stature as an Oved Hashem, whose knowledge is immersion, whose stature as a person who lives and breathes the system of enduring halacha is impressive. And the capacity to inspire people in the area of halacha, Torah, mitzvos, that is the true test for the, not just the Navi, but for Melech HaMashiach itself. His success is measured by his capacity to inspire loyalty to the enduring Torah. In the final chapter of this encyclopedia code, he codifies Shmuel's comment that I mentioned before, Al yala alev shebimosa Mashiach yivat al davar mimin hago shal olam o yesham chidush the maisa bracious el olam kimin hago noeg. But among the things that he mentions, Yachzuru kulam ledasa emes, lo yigzalu, lo yashchisu, ele yochlu davar hamutar benachas ki Yisrael, meaning all the nitty-gritty mitzvos are returned, the Mosa Mashiach, and the benefit of Mosa Mashiach, what it is that we look forward to expectantly, again, is the opportunity to immerse ourselves in that existing Torah. In Perikid Beis, Halacha Beis, that is what he leaves us with, implying that the performance of mitzvos and the study of Torah as something that is intrinsically Dvar Hashem, right, is the goal of our existence. Earlier, in the beginning of Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the Rambam establishes and expands the stakes of Lova Shemayim, of Bal Tosif, in a way, again, that highlights this divinity and intrinsic status and therefore immutability of the Torah itself. Davar barur umefurash b'Torah she mitzvah medes li olam uli olme olamim. Right? Again, that phrase. Ein la lo shinui v'lo giron v'lo tosefes shenemar es kol ha'davar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem osot tishmun la'asos lo sosev alav v'lo sigra mimenu. The Nemar, Haniglos Lanu Lebaneno Adolam Lasos is called Divrei HaTorah Zos. The Nemar, I'm skipping a little, Lova Shemayim Hi, Halamarka She'en Navi Rashvari Lechadish Dabar Meyata, Lefikach Im Yamod Ish V'Yisrael Bein Ha'umos V'Yase Osu Mofes, V'Yomar, you have an impressive Navi who is able to accomplish miracles, V'Yomar Shashem Shilacho, Lehosif Mitzvah, O Legroa Mitzvah, even just to add, never mind to subtract. Oh, and this is a big chiddush, lefaresh mitzvah min ha-mitzvos. According to the Rambam, the claim of a Navi on the basis of his nevuah, you know, that he has greater insight into the interpretation of a pasuk or the explanation or the application of a mitzvah, even that constitutes heresy. Pirish shelo shamanu mimoshe Rabbeinu. Ach, she'amar she'osa mitzvah she'nitzavu ben Yisrael, or, I'm sorry, oh, she'amar she'osa the mitzvah she'nitzavu Yisrael, he has a chiddush, he has a nevuah, that a particular mitzvah, einon olam uledorei doros, ele mitzvos lefizmanu. In the end of Hilchos Malachim, especially the uncensored version, he, you know, talks about Christianity, or makes reference to Christianity, and to their notion, you know, that the Torah is true, just that the Torah was abrogated and substituted for by other things. Harezu Navi Sheker, Shariba Lahakhish Nivuaso Shamosha. Again, once you're aware of it, the patterns and the intersection between Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra, Lovas Shamayim, Einavar Asher L'Chadesh, the supremacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nivuah, the nature of Yimos HaMashiach, the codification of tenets of the faith, all of these become interconnected. Umisaso b'chenek al shehezi l'daber b'shem Hashem ha'shalot tzivah. Shehu baruch hu tzivah l'moshe shamitzvah zos lanu l'vanenu ad olam v'lo ish kel v'yichazeh. Im kein, so what's the purpose of a Navi? Lama namar batora Navi akim lahem b'kerav acheyim kamocha v'nosati dvarai b'fiv v'diber alehem es kol asher atzamenu. Says the Rambam, there's a clear line of demarcation. Lo lasos das uba. This is nothing to do with the realm of Torah and Halakha. That is chacham adif minad. Even the claim itself, even of a perush, Rambam later says, let's say he comes and he claims the chenem akar davar midvarim shalamadnu mipi hashmuar omar b'dimidim b'dini Torah. Shashem tziva shadin keinu v'alacha kedibrei ploni. He has a Mesorah that we paskel like Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai, or Rabbi Akiva, not like Tarfon, but he has it as a Nevuah. Harez a Navi Sheker, v'ichanek. Afa b'yisha osa os. Shariba lahakchish Torah shenema lo shalom ha-shamayim, aval efisha shomin lo bakof. If he claims something is a temporary abrogation, that is a different story, as long as it doesn't touch Avodah Zarah and other things. So here he explains what the purpose of a Navi then really is. Lo lasos dos elalit das elalit savos al dibrei Torah ulahazir am shalo yavru alel. He's a he's matif musar. He encourages people or inspires them, to reinforce their commitment to Talmud Torah and to shmiras hamitzvos. He's somebody who's there to support the immutable and intrinsically divine shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dvar Hashem, halachic system. Any claim otherwise to an augmented revelation or even to some sort of assistance in terms of psak or perush would seem much more innocuous than tosefes and certainly more than giraon. According to the Rambam, all of that is equally inconceivable and dealt with in the same harsh manner, a capital offense of Kfira. The Rambam's view of Minin Apikoros, I mentioned before, in Per Gimel, Halacha Zayin and Ches, of Hustuba, supports this as well. This unequivocal perspective of the intrinsic, divine, notion of Dvar Hashem, again, the Ramban, in his Akdama to Bereishis, and in Sefer Mitzvos, emphasizes Torah as Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again, highlights the impossibility of its abrogation, its enduring quality, does not at all impinge on relevance. Indeed, the opposite is the case. The self-sufficiency, Torah Hashem Tamima, and the idea that Klal Yisrael are intended to be the junior partner of the Ribono Shel Olam in applying halacha responsibly, the idea that Shavuos is a day which requires some lachem. Yom shenitna b'Torah. Ilav hayoma kama yosi ikin meshuka. The role of Klal Yisrael, intentionally designed to be part of the process as long as it's pursued according to the right methodology, on the basis of a Mesorah, with integrity, etc. That, on the contrary, takes what appears to be a static closed system and injects it with dynamism and the capacity to meet challenges. And that's why the day of Matan Torah is really a day of Lachem. The Torah has a special haptacha that Klal Yisrael never forget the Torah. The Torah belongs, in some respect, even when we can't identify it, to the corporate Klal Yisrael, Lidore Doros, and it's something which can never be fully fossilized. The Mishnah Masechet Avos has a very strong comment, kol ha-shocheach, divrei Torah, that if a person is shocheach Torah, reza miskaya b'navsho. On the one hand, it seems very tamua. It seems also very scary. Not everybody has a perfect memory. But what the Mishnah really means, obviously, is not if a person naturally forgets things. Everybody forgets. But it's a hovet, and it's an active form. kol ha-shokheach divrei Torah. And I think the idea is, if you treat Torah like something that is potentially to be fossilized, meaning it's just information, it's information from a previous time, then you're going to be shokheach, if that's the way you relate to it. V'hashkicham torasecha la'avirom b'chukei ritzonecha, and Chanukah, and Al HaNisim, is a reference to like a certain tactic, which is, you know, if this is no longer relevant and you can't practice it, or if you're raising questions that maybe it's old-fashioned and irrelevant, right, then the way that our memories work and the way that we process information, you know, it gets sent, you know, to a different synapse or whatever. And as such, if you do that, if that's the way that you relate to it, then harezim is chayiv nafsho. But if we see Torah as something that, you know, is intrinsic, it's Dvar Hashem, it's Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's meant to be a perfect, balanced system and also self-sufficient, as long as those who interpret it do so with integrity, Torah Hashem Tamima, if that's the case, then of course its dynamism is secure. The Gemara says in Tmuran, Da Tezayin, that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was a period of Abel, which caused Shikchas HaTorah, and people panicked, 3,000 lost halachos, and then they turned to Yoshua, and they turned to Shmuel, right? And they said, you know, do what you can, use your Nevuah prerogative to recapture these precious 3,000 lost halachos. But they got the response, Lo b'shamayim hi, ein davar rasha v'chadash davar miyata. The Gemara says, Ad she hichziro asniel ben knaz mitoch pilpula. The real answer is that the dynamism of Torah is something that stems from the fact that it is entrusted to Chachmei HaMesorah Shel Kol Dor V'Dor, whose embrace and immersion in it and whose capacity to convey it with integrity to the next generation, to understand its principles and to creatively apply its applications, that is what ensures that Klal Yisrael panicked and they started losing, you know, their memory because they were concerned that Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the role that he played, the only Navi who was also, you know, integrated as a Chacham, that with Moshe Rabbeinu this would turn into a fossil. And the response, of course, was not that you need divine augmentation, but what Moshe Rabbeinu's paradigm was it's possible lahakziro mitoch pilpula. That's why, of course, Torah, in addition to being details, is primarily about principles. The Ramban explains that basisa yashar batov is a broad, sweeping principle. He says it because the Torah couldn't provide every single detail in every single circumstances. Life is in flux. The Torah was meant to be enduring and immutable. And when you talk about, you know, different settings and different eras, there's no way that you can possibly codify in Sifei Katan of the Shulchan Aruch every single contingency. And therefore, basisa yashar v'atov. And of course, that's his general view about Kedoshim Tiyu, and so on. However, I always thought that one could just add to the Ramban's idea that it's not just that it was impossible, it also would have been counterproductive. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to take the details, to embrace them, and through Limud HaTorah and the lumbness of each and every concept, to understand what the principles were, and then to apply them, b'chol dor v'dor, in a way that includes chiddush, but the chiddush of evolution, not of revolution. The chiddush that the Gemara speaks of, you know, when it tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, Menachos Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara tells the story very briefly that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was brought to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. You know, the Baruch Shalom said, I want you to, you know, hear this unusual, you know, talent. And he was, you know, he was Doresh, you know, Tilei Tilim Shalalachos from every, you know, jot and tittle of the Torah. And the way the Gemara tells the story is that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back of the shir, and he started getting very frustrated, chol shadaito, and Rabbeinu Shalom kind of, you know, said, like, what's the problem? So he said, basically, I don't recognize, you know, this shakla v'tarya. And then the Gemara says, that one of the Talmidim asked a question, and they asked, you know, Rabbi Akiva, as Talmidim sometimes do, like, you know, Nechatesi, like, you know, how do you know that, or why do you think that? And, you know, Rabbi Akiva said, why do I think that? Halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. I got this from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, that was what was Nisyashev Daito, you know, Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard this answer. So it's a very strange Gemara. Clearly the Gemara doesn't mean, you know, that his ego, you know, was soothed because he got credit. What they clearly mean is that initially Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble connecting the Torah that he bequeathed to Klal Yisrael with many generations later of evolutionary, you know, maso matan, you know, and developing as junior partners, fleshing out the principles and the applications, what it is that Rabbi Akiva was saying. But when the Talmud asked and he heard the answer, he connected the dots in the particular concept, and he realized how the process unfolds in a way that Kol Ma SheTalmid Vasik Asa B'Chadesh is still connected to Ne'amar L'Moshe M'Sinai. That the magic and the unique perspective of Talmud Torah that is rooted in Masorah. And the role of Psak and Lumdus and their interaction is critical to this perspective as well. Obviously, you need to go deeply into the conceptual roots of halakhic principles, but the practical challenges of applying them in situations that are challenging, innovations, situations where you have to make hard choices, which in every generation is the reality, because there are always flux and there are always challenging circumstances. The combination of being conceptually and principally, you know, astute, and at the same time having the responsibility, being pushed in a way to examine questions anew, and then sometimes to conclude that nothing has changed, or other times to see that there's a wrinkle or a nofech, or a way to understand things either differently or to enhance your understanding. All of this is part of the process that ensures dynamism, not despite, but because of the need for self-sufficiency of Torah Hashem Tamima. Of Soloveitchik, Zatzal famously used to say that if he could write a 14th Ani Mamin, that it would be an Ani Mamin that declared the total relevance and applicability of the halacha to each and every generation, no matter what challenges arise. I like that very much, but I would just add that in my opinion, you know, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and the Rambam's twist on what Torah min HaShemayim means in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu and the immutability of the Torah really already imply that. The idea that in every generation Torah is, you know, Smechim Kinisinasam Nisinai, has that capacity for dynamism, is something that is also axiomatic in Torah life. And of course, it also challenges us not only to know the halacha so that we know how to behave, but to become ishei halacha, to cultivate personalities that are steeped in and therefore impacted by the principles of the halakha as well. Again, Rav Shamsi Rafael Hirsch was known to have said in a drush way, you know, that kavata itim la Torah, that people, you know, when they go to the next world, will be asked, you know, whether or not kavata itim la Torah. So the pshat, the real pshat, of course, is did you spend time, were you diligent, were you consistent, you know, in dedicating time to limud Torah? But Rav Hirsch, in a bit of a, you know, midrashic twist, suggested that the real question is, did you turn the Torah to the times, or the times to the Torah? In other words, were you trying to maintain your fidelity and your commitment But mostly culturally, in terms of your ethos, you're a person, you know, of your own time, and you're barely keeping within the parameters of halakhic practice, but are certainly deficient in halakhic values. Or kavata itim la Torah. No matter what the challenge is, the prism of Torah and its perspective, the Torah Hashem Tamima, the Shem Hashem and the Devar Hashem, they are what define who and what you are. The Chaye Olam Nata Bisokhein. So let me just conclude by saying that, you know, of course, the years of Talmud Torah and the Yeshiva, which are times of growth, times to really cultivate, you know, a perspective on the depth of Torah, on the scope of Torah, as well as just the joy and the, you know, compelling nature, you know, of being an Oved Hashem and a Ben Torah, both in the learning and the Shmir Samitzvos and the kind of environment. You know, these are really the times to determine, you know, how you will relate and what kind of success you will have when it comes to being an individual who has the capacity to live life in a maximal way, you know, as an Oved Hashem. Somebody who not only theoretically acknowledges, but really capitalizes on the principle of the immutability of the Torah, not as a limitation, but as a challenge, as a principal extension of Torah Hashem, Tanima, and Mechayel Natan. Okay, thank you.